All right, you guys, this is a great message. I'm not going to take too long on this one, okay? Even though it's supposed to be a long message. This is called The Mighty Has Fallen, or How the Mighty Has Fallen, okay? So there has been a few people in my life, and you making a test to this as well, your life, that they were big. They were big. Maybe they had a lot of things. You see, they had a lot of blessings. You see what I'm saying? Maybe they had a big name. Maybe they were famous. So there's a entity that you know, I'm not gonna say no names. You know, there's an entity I know that gave me a recent thing, and I was like, that's a powerful message, because I see it seldomly with a couple people here and there, but it's very rare. And I'm grateful that, you know, it's like their downfall. You see, I'm now getting in their path, or I'm seeing it, and I keep saying I see why. It's like they're coming down, and I'm rising up. Okay, thinking about Jesus, we rising up quick, and we're rising because I can see their lessons, and it's like, number one, they're not taking their lessons. They shrug it off, they dismiss it. Maybe they know, and then they dismiss it. I think that's a number one thing when people who were big and they done fell off, let's just say that, they do not get their lesson. My dream is us listening. That's the number one thing that I guess we're starting with. They're not, when you know better, you're supposed to do better, right? It's like they know better and they say, F that. Hey, they sometimes do work, but this message here is they do not learn. Okay, my dreamers, learn from your experiences and strive to do better. Okay, number one. Number two, well, I know it's with those people. Okay, they don't have gratitude or appreciation. I think those two words are brothers and sisters. Gratitude and appreciation for what they got. Okay. I used to dismiss gratitude, but honey, it is important. Okay. I see why the mighty has fallen. The mighty is at they don't see it, but they not appreciating what they had. They do not appreciate what they have. I don't know. It's just point blank simple. I'm not going to give you too many reasons. I'm just give you one, two. I'm give you this, the things that I notice why the mighty has fallen. Okay. And I want you to raise, increase. Okay. Number three, they cursing out people, the world. Okay. When they get upset and mad, they be like, well, you know, they wish ill upon others. Okay. I don't know how to describe that, but I've seen it. You know, they speak horribly, they speak negatively, they cursing out others. They get mad. I hope this happens to you, this bad thing. Okay. That's number three. They curse out others. You know, it's kind of, when I seen it, it's kind of childish. You see, but anywho, they curse out others. They wish upon bad thing upon other people when the mighty fall. Okay. And little do they know, karma and it's like they really hurting themselves, honey. I be laughing when they be doing that. I would say, honey, you cursing out these people, and they doing very well, and they are not. The person doing all the cursing is doing terribly. Okay, so it does not work. Okay, and that's why little do they know they falling, they going down. Okay, so my dreamers, so those are three keys. I'm just gonna leave it there. I'm not gonna leave okay this message. Be appreciative for what you got. Be appreciative. Increase it. See it and say thank you, spirit. You see, appreciate those people around you. Okay, do not speak ill upon others. Try to bless others, uplift others. Okay, what was my number one reason? Learn from your experiences. Learn. Even if you can't do anything, just write it down. Have a mental note. This won't happen to me again. You know what I mean? You see, learn from your experiences. Number one. Number two, gratitude, appreciation. I don't mean to do this, say it again. Gratitude, appreciate. Appreciate those around you. Appreciate your things. Appreciate your home. Appreciate what you got. It may not be great and everything, but appreciate it. Okay. And number three, do not speak ill upon the world, upon others. And I think everybody know that never to speak ill upon yourselves. But for those people who do that, stop doing that. Okay. Speak positive words, period. This is good. Even if somebody wronged me, did bad things to me. Okay, I strive to get out of that negative spirit. You see, when let God handle them. He gonna do it better, because you putting that poison inside of you, and we have no time for that. We have no time for that. I think the third thing, I think of people of poverty, people who have bad health and going through things, and they do that. I noticed that they do it so naturally. They just speak ill, hope this happens to them, and they do that. And I'm over here downplaying it and making it sound trivial, but that is, they do it. So how many people you don't be around and stuff? They do it so naturally. It's a lot of people. I'd be like, no wonder you're going through the things you're going through. No wonder that bad thing happened to that person. No wonder. I'll be like, no wonder. No wonder. Okay? It makes me not want to help them. You see. You know what I mean? So, my dreamers, how the mighty has fallen. Okay? So, be good. This is big. Be good with your blessings. Appreciate your blessings. Try to be giving. Oh, this is good. Don't be egocentric and arrogant. Oh, let's put that number four. The spirit is working on this message. Don't be so egocentric, selfish. This is good. Egocentric meaning showing off. Showing off. Try to be humble. Strive to be humble. Be a little giving, gracious. You know what I mean? When you up there. When you up there, be giving, gracious. Be a good, kind person. A good person. Just a good person, period. You see. Don't be egocentric. Showy. Look at me. I'm balling. I'm the big hot shot shit. Stop. Don't not be the big hot shot shit. Okay? And that's a big number four, because I noticed with those people, when they were up there, they were the big hot shot shit. Flooding their money around, their cars, whatever they like, they flooding it around and stuff like that. Look at me, very showy, okay? And don't careness, okay? You see, when they were up there, when they were big, okay? I think the Lord bring them down to two, You know what I mean? But anywho, so that's number four. Don't be so eccentric, showy, big shot shitness, egocentric. Okay? Ha, ha, ha. I got it and y'all don't. Okay? I'm not going to explain that too much. I think that's point blank simple. Okay? So these are the four keys, you know, so you can rise in the kingdom. You can rise in this world, in life. Keep rising. Be good. You see, do not fall victim for these four things. When you get big or a big blessing happen to you, remember these words. Be good with it. Be gracious. Be appreciative. Be humble. I think the big key word is humble. Thank you, Spirit, for this. I am so grateful. You need to be like, I want you to be the one that's deserving of it. People feel like you are deserving of that blessing. Not, oh, Lord, why the hell you bless them with that? They're not appreciative of it. They just showing off. Okay? They don't even see that blessing. They don't even care for it. You don't want people to be, you know, speaking like that. They don't deserve that. Okay, anywho. So, you know, this is how the mighty be fallen. And do not fall victim for that and stuff like that. And just remember these four keys. All right, anywho, that is this message. I hope you received it. Peace.
All right. I was listening to How the Mighty Has Fallen. And one big thing that kept coming to me is, say the words, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And then as I was thinking about it, I was like, we could do that message in its own legs. Okay. If you become big, okay, remember these words. I think it's kind of true. Because like I said, within How the Mighty Has Fallen, okay, big people can fall. You see it. I've seen it happen. Okay. They fall down. They done fall from glory. They done some bad thing happened to them. And they were big. Ooh, that's good. Maybe they think they were untouchable. Okay. They can't be touched. I'm all that with the chips and the dip and the drink. Okay. So, my dreamers, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. All right. You see, so I believe maybe on your way up, make you some safeguards, some forts, you see, some protection. And I think the best way on your way up is on your way up to being big, because that's what our goal is, to be successful, you know, to defeat your haters. One of my favorite quotes is to be successful, okay? So that's what we're striving to be, is big and powerful and great and wonderful. And the best thing to be is humble. 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 But anyways, I already did the message within How the Mighty Is Fallen. How the mighty has fallen. But anywho, so this is really big. Okay, I feel a difference. I didn't take my focus pill today. Ran out. So I'm going to go ahead and order some more. And everything with my ADD medication. I feel a big difference. So this is big. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like, they got a lot of money. Maybe they got a lot of cars. And everything. Do not be jealous of those people. Do not be jealous of those people. This is big. They have to maintain that lifestyle. Maybe doing things they don't want to do. Maybe things they don't like. They're unhappy individuals, maybe. There's an individual, he real big, and I find out he got a lot of black cars, like different kinds of black cars and stuff like that. All black, and he got a lot of cars, and a lot of dudes be like, look at his cars, man. He got another cars and stuff like that. And he has to maintain that. And now it's like I don't hear from him much. It's stuff I feel like I'm gonna see his downfall. You know what I mean? You see, I was watching Birdman and his dilapidated. He had left a $1 million house, just ran down and dilapidated because he done fell down from, you know, a little bit. So my dreamers, you know, the bigger they are, the harder it's harder. It's rougher. Okay. You know, I seen a big entity that had a health challenge. I'm not going to even speak too much on that because, you know, I don't like to speak on those things. But they fall hard and it's really rough and it's really big. Wraps and graphics. Oh, that's cute. What is this place? Interesting. I love the things they got over there. Okay, I like that graphics and stuff. Ooh, they got a Italian restaurant. Oh, I had to go up in there. I wonder if they got like, I'd be craving Italian food all damn time. The bigger they are, the harder. It's a simple quote. And I just noticed that, you know, ooh, baby, there was a big celebrity, cancel culture. This is good. For instance, like this actor, Jonathan Majors, he had major roles. He was becoming an A-lister. And then this one little case. And then sometimes like one little thing that come and just throw off everything. One little person can throw off everything, mess everything up, okay? And then it's like they big, so they have to maintain this lifestyle. You see, and that's tough to do when your money's cut off. This bad thing happened and the people done turned their back on you and stuff like that. You see, oh, you got this charge. Oh, I remember I was doing very well. And then one year after they put something pending on my record that I didn't do, I was getting callbacks. I was getting a job and I struggled that whole year. Because I had that shit pending on my record for a whole year. My dreamers, you know, and I wasn't even big. I was just doing kind of well. So things can happen out of nowhere. That's why you got to stay prayed up, stay humble, stay good in his kingdom, okay? And keep rising up. Make fortifications. Somebody do a message about that. Make fortifications. Set up protections for yourselves, you know, because you know, something can happen out of nowhere. Okay. You know, something may happen in the family, accident, whatever. Okay. Something may happen out of nowhere. And then when I noticed it, when they were big, they were like kind of an asshole. Like they were untouchable. That's the thing that I want to double down on. They felt like they were untouchable. They were big. I'm all this. This is my name, and I'm big and bad. Big and bad. Big and bad. Okay. And next thing you know, I found that they got knocked off their high horse. Okay. They fell. It is good. They fell hard. They fell hard. And then it's like people laughing at them. Okay. Or they're not laughing at them. They just like, that's what they get. Okay. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And it's the worst of the harder they fall. Like, it's a big struggle. It's something big that happened to them. You be like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Wow. It's that heart-wrenching type thing. It's a big, hard fall. Okay. So don't look at them and be jealous and stuff. This when, especially if they big and bad, horrible with their money, their blessing, they big, they up there and stuff like that, being an ass, showing off and stuff. Just sit back and shake your head. And focus on yourself. Mind your own damn business. This truck is slow. It's Christmas. Mind your business. Mind your business. Okay. Focus on yourself. Do your thing. Try to get big yourself. And also learn lessons from those people like I did on that top message and stuff. Learn your lessons so you won't be in that same situation and stuff like that. Learn your lessons and stuff like that so
you can get other people's lessons, can teach you the lesson, okay? So learn your freaking lessons and stuff like that, and like, they see how they feel. And usually they're arrogant, they're assholes, and stuff like that, okay? And they fail, okay? Mistreating people. Oh, that's good. They big because they did bad things. Maybe there's drugs. Oh, do not never be jealous of people doing drugs and the drug game, etc. Okay, doing bad things, doing crime. You need to get that out of your head. And that's just duh. I don't need to explain that one. Okay. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Okay. Anywho, that is this message. Peace.